Now, Scone were to race today. They've moved the meeting to tomorrow. And Heath Courtney joins me. How are you, Heath?
Yeah, well, thanks, Cozzy. How are you, mate?
Good. How's the day there today at the moment? Is it stinking hot already?
No, you can feel it heating up, mate. It's definitely heating up. But no, we've got clear skies currently, mate. And, a fair wind blowing at the moment. So, no, we would have been in a safe condition to race today here personally. But as Mark's, explained, both today and yesterday, horses got to get to and from the track and everything else as well. So all those considerations.
Yeah, they're the things you tend to put aside, don't you, when you look at temperatures and whatever, the fact that people are going to be able to travel there safely.
Yeah, definitely so. And then you've got all those outside influence, don't you, on the highways as well, whether it be roadworks or crashes. It's just amplify everything. And, Mark and his team were very measured yesterday. And, it was a pleasure dealing with them and the decisions that they came to and how about.
Did you have embers and stuff like that landing at Scone?
Oh, definitely not. No, mate, we've still got clear skies here, mate. Mm. We had a gorgeous day yesterday. Who knows what today will bring. So far, so good, mate. But, at the moment, you wouldn't know if there's anything so dangerous going on potentially around us.
All right. Now, tomorrow, you'll race tomorrow. And are there any amendments to times, anything like that?
The first three races remain the same as previously advertised, mate, and the remainder have shifted slightly. So, punters and stakeholders, please take note of the last five races.
All right, and then for people getting along there, it's going to be a bit cooler tomorrow than what it will be today.
Gorgeous day tomorrow, apparently, mate. 28 degrees and, nice little breeze blowing, so it should be a pleasant spring day tomorrow. But, fingers crossed for everyone outside of the region here throughout today and tomorrow.
So I looked on the Australian Bureau site earlier on, found incredible to think that it's going to snow in Tasmania today.
Yeah, mate, it is. It is interesting. I don't know, mate. How excited everyone got here in the community the other week there when we had 20 mil. To think 20 mil can get someone so excited. We're down 300 mil of rain already to date this year on top of 350 that were down last year. So, we're down a year's rain in the last two years, mate. We're down. So, spirits are a bit down and out at the moment. But, fingers crossed we're heading into traditionally what is our wettest period. So hopefully there's some sort of reprieve on the way.
How are you going for water? Are you able to tap into mains water, town water, or do you have to rely on bores?
Our bores are all but given up, mate, at the moment. We're fortunate to have a great relationship here with the Upper Hunter Shire Council, and grey water has been keeping us alive for the last couple of years. We've sort of come up with some other scenarios there should we have to in accessing town water or emergency water. Because we're very mindful that other tracks in the region probably haven't got that relationship or that access to that water. We want to make sure that we've got a course proper for stakeholders to access going forward should these drought conditions continue and these other tracks continue to close down around us. So, the Upper Hunter Shire Council, led by Steve McDonald, have been amazing to deal with, and we're very, very fortunate at this stage.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Heath. Good luck tomorrow. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Appreciate your time, Cozzy. Thank you.